It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Let's go to the phone lines right now and be joined by Sean Syed. He is with Sumner Sports to get his thoughts on Chiefs and Bills. Sean, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing well. You know, it seems like the sky is falling for the Chiefs, but it was a really, really fun game to watch. Obviously, doesn't fall the Chiefs' way, but still so much season left, even though we're learning things week by week.
Yeah, I don't think that the sky is falling necessarily with the Chiefs, but I do think a loss is just a good time to kind of reflect and look at some of the things that have gone sort of, quote, wrong with the Chiefs. This is still a team that's going to win 14 or 15 games. It's still a team, in my opinion, that's going to be the one seed. Let's start with this just to get your thoughts on it. What do you make of the Chiefs' left tackle position? Because early in the year, they thought it was Kingsley. They've then switched to Wanye Morris. It feels, for a team that doesn't have a lot of Achilles heel, this could be their Achilles heel at left tackle.
I would agree. I think the left tackle spot is a concerning spot where you start to see the rumors, hey, are you going to make a call kind of just around free agency, where it feels like Kingsley Suamasia is just not the guy, and you are going to ride with Wanye Morris, where you're going to be pressured as a quarterback in the NFL. And Mahomes is, I mean, he's the best quarterback I've ever seen play and probably will be the best quarterback I ever watch play the game. But his sack avoidance this year has just not been as fantastic as it's been. So I think that also continues to just pile on that issue where the Chiefs feel like they have a bit of a tough time kind of playing regular offense. Like when you have to find ways to generate big plays, they just haven't been able to do it in the same way. And for me, it feels like it starts at that offensive line spot.
That's interesting what you just said about Patrick Mahomes. Are you noticing anything else? A lot of people have mentioned his accuracy down the field. He certainly has missed a couple of shots with Xavier Worthy. Are you noticing anything else different with Mahomes when you break down the film?
It feels like a little bit, maybe you see some more turndowns where I think in the past there's some spots where he may force the ball in where he's holding it just a bit tighter. And I mean, in the long term, I obviously have no concerns about Mahomes. I think it's fair to say this is not, you know, the best season that he's played so far. And you start to look at some of the reasons, of course, the receivers are, I think as a whole, like, you know, you're still kind of meshing there, obviously Kelce with where he's at in this point, just in his career. So I think that this is probably not going to go down as Mahomes' best regular season, but just like there's too much there where you have any long-term concern.
Right now we're talking to Sean Syed. He's with Summer Sports breaking down the Chiefs and Bills game. Let's talk about the cornerback position. Nazi Johnson got the absolute work on Sunday's game. He really struggled. I don't think people maybe noticed it as much, but this team really misses Jalen Watson and how stable that number two corner was because of him.
Absolutely. I think Josh Allen did a good job when he was able to take his shots. You take your shots. And, you know, the Chiefs aren't going to present it to you that often. I think they play such a sound brand of football, but Spags did want to heat them up a little bit, and that's going to put pressures on the cornerback position. So obviously Trent McDuffie, just an incredible player in this league. And I have a concern about Johnson, certainly when you think about teams like the Bills, obviously teams like the Lions, you hope, who you're playing in New Orleans in February, or even just other top teams around the league, when a team is able to pinpoint one problematic spot on your unit and sort of take advantage of that. I think that's something the Chiefs have not had an issue with recently, right? They've had so many good cornerbacks going in to that system. They've been a great developer of the cornerback position, but you know, you get some injuries to pile up, and I think teams should continue to look at that spot to attack.
Which position do you think is maybe the bigger question mark right now? What's your bigger concern? Is it left tackle or the corner opposite of Trent McDuffie?
I think that I lean towards that left tackle spot. I just think that when I look at Steve Spagnuolo's defenses, like this is reasonably the worst game that they're going to have the entire season. And I think that you can find different ways to just make up for that cornerback spot on the offensive end. Of course, you can keep a tight end to kind of chip and help out a left tackle. But just, again, like I'm concerned that if you can't play just regular offense, like we need to have this. We're not playing from ahead. I do think Isaiah Pacheco coming back is going to be able to be a positive for this run game. But I just think that I would rather see more things get corrected on offense, where I feel like on the defensive end, you're going to have that defensive line, or even though you're not able to create a bunch of sacks against the Bills, I think that they're going to continue to get things going. So you can find ways to kind of make up for that cornerback spot, or you're playing in different ways where I just want to see, I think, more things figured out on the offensive end.
You mentioned the offensive end. I am really curious to kind of get your thoughts on and maybe settle a debate that we've had on the show. The incompletion that happened to Xavier Worthy down the field, there's sort of a back and forth. Some people think that Pat could have thrown a better ball on that play. I kind of look at it as, yeah, the ball could have been thrown a little bit better, but there's no reason for that pass to be an incompletion. And one place that I want to see growth from Xavier Worthy is his work and his footwork around the sideline. Where do you stand on that play? What was your thought process on there? Who do you think is maybe more to blame on that play?
I would agree that, you know, it's not Mahomes' best ball ever. I think that he would certainly want to throw that a little bit cleaner. I still feel like, yeah, Worthy's got to be able to find a way to come down with that. We see that across the league. It feels like kind of week over week, there are just like little details of the receiver position that I think Worthy is hopefully just continuing to learn. So I think that when they go back in the film room, I think Worthy's going to be working on that specifically. So I think on that play, maybe you split the blame, you put it a little bit more towards Worthy. And I think that it's been a little bit frustrating just seeing how he's come along. I think that you put a lot of expectations on him, obviously, after you have just injuries in that receiver room. I think that Worthy's going to be a good pro. I don't have, you know, too many concerns about that. You just hope that he's able to continue to develop, get those little details out, because, you know, for a lot of rookie receivers, that moment is just like a spot along the year. But for the Chiefs, it's like the biggest play on national television. And they're going to be playing late in the season, so you hope that this is just something we look back at and say, hey, Worthy was able to correct this when the chips were down late in the season.
Right now, we're talking to Sean Syed, breaking down Chiefs and Bills. What's going on with the pass rush, in your opinion?
I think that when, like, the Bills did a good job, you know, you double-teamed Chris Jones a bunch. Jones was still able to create a bunch of pressure. I think Uche, he didn't play a ton of snaps. It feels like the Bills had a good, you know, pass protection day in a bunch of ways. Obviously, Josh Allen is able to move around and create in different ways. I guess I'm just not, you know, high-level concerned about the Chiefs' pass rush going forward. I do think that move for Uche was a smart one. And it's not like he's going to get you 10 sacks or anything, but it feels like, you know, when things are moving into the playoffs, I feel confident about the line overall. Even though, again, I think it's reasonable to say this is the worst defensive performance that they'll have, you know, for the entire season.
Yeah, I wanted just more of Uche in the game. He only played 5 snaps, and for a team that was on the field a lot, they were on the field for 73 snaps. Uche's got to play more than 5 of those.
I certainly agree. I think that if you're not able to generate it, you're hopefully just, you know, you're turning bodies a little bit there. It might be just specific things in the game plan, whether it's, you know, Uche is maybe a little bit more of a speed rusher where you are playing against a quarterback that is happy to just move out of the pocket in different ways. Maybe you want different body types. It could just be, you know, acclimating to certain things. I think he played about 11 snaps in week 10. So you're hoping that, you know, you just keep on adding those on slowly but surely. Again, that's a move for late in the season where, you know, it's such a luxury, I think, for the Chiefs to be able to make some of these moves, thinking about later. But as we talked about, like, there are kind of clear pain points, I think, for the Chiefs where you move from this just inevitable feeling that the Chiefs are 100% going to be playing in the Super Bowl to now there are some teams that maybe they have an ability to challenge the Chiefs.
When you watched the film, what did you see from Buffalo that they did to eliminate Travis Kelce from the game plan? We're talking about a tight end that got a bunch of targets the last couple of weeks. He was a virtual non-factor on Sunday.
Yeah, the Bills did a really good job of playing straight-up defense. I thought they were able to just create issues with the offense overall by rushing 4 players. I think they did a good job messing with the pocket. And because of that, that makes Travis Kelce's life just a little bit harder where, you know, isn't Mahomes going to be able to get there? So I want to see, I think, for the Chiefs, you know, we think back to just those fun, just Travis Kelce kind of bouncing around in motion and in different sorts of ways. You hope that you're able to get back to that just a little bit. I think that they're going to have to rely on Kelce. I'm not, I don't think he's, fully just toast by any means, but I think that you're hoping to just get more from that spot.
We're curious here if Pittsburgh is a legitimate contending team. I've really come around on Pittsburgh the last few weeks or so. This was a team that I was very down on to start the season, but I think Russell is better than people anticipated. This is the best season I think we've seen from Najee Harrison. I think you have to say that Pittsburgh has the best defense in the AFC. I think it's Kansas City 1, Buffalo 2 heading into the postseason, and I think Pittsburgh is a strong 3 right now.
The Steelers offense, it's still just so hard for me because like they win the Ravens game where this is the second game this season where you win without throwing an offensive touchdown. So it feels like for me to continue to look at them, like you keep winning games, you are going to get a spot in the playoffs. That's really hard to fight against. As you mentioned, the defense is so awesome. You're able to create two fumbles against the Ravens. You're able to have that awesome interception. It still just feels like to me, they're a team. They want to drag you into the mud. And, you know, if you can, you know, weigh that just a little bit, you should be able to beat them. I guess it's hard for me to keep on coming up with reasons to not take them seriously. But for me, you know, in the AFC, it's so much, you know, a Kansas City and Buffalo fight where it feels like the Steelers and now the Ravens are on the outside looking in.
Sean, last question here. Which one is worse, the stream that Netflix gave us on Friday or the Carolina Panthers?
Look, the stream that Netflix gave us on Friday is really rough because we're going to have to look forward to Black Friday game, right? Against, I think it's the Chiefs Raiders. Or we're going to have Netflix games that are going to be going on in the future. A huge corporation, hopefully they'll be able to figure it out. The Panthers, you know, that's such a rough situation. You wonder what's going to happen going forward with Bryce Young, you know, just as a whole next season. I think they've done a good job. You know, you get some younger receivers in there. Jalen Coker has been a fun watch on a week-to-week basis. Their interior offensive line is playing a little bit better. So I'm going to say the Netflix stream, but it feels like the Chiefs, you know, when they play the Panthers, it's not something that hopefully fans are going to have to worry about for too long.
That is Ashan Syed joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work for Summer Sports, breaking down Chiefs and Bills. Sean, great stuff, man. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much. Appreciate talking to you.